You know, it's just like the guy who was mountain climbing, and he fell off the mountain. And he was going down, and as he was going down, he caught a branch. And he was hanging out there. And he said, "Is anybody up there?" And the Lord said, "I'm here. It's God. Do you believe me?" And the man said, "Oh, yes, God. I believe you. I believe that you're up there." And the Lord said, "Well, let go, and I'll catch you. You know, let go of the branch." And the man said, "Hey, is anybody else up there?"
Welcome to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder and dean of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today for the conclusion of How to Pray for Wisdom, which is based on James chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. So let's rejoin Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of How to Pray for Wisdom.
He will answer that prayer every time. You see, I was having a problem with my car, and I didn't know what the problem was. I just heard this noise, and I got one of the saints who knows cars, who I trust, because this brother has been to school to learn how to deal with cars from A to Z. He's learned how to deal with cars from when they make them on the assembly line all the way to when they sell them in the storeroom, and everything in between, how to repair them and everything. And so I said, "Man, look, take a ride with me." He got in my car. We was riding. Now, what? I believed that when this guy was sitting there, he was going to be able to tell me what the problem was. Well, I wouldn't have asked him to go with me. I'd have found somebody else to go. Plus, I was trying to save a few dollars, you know. He got in the car, and we started riding. We was riding, and all of a sudden, the noise came, and he said, "I know exactly what that is." I said, "What is that?" He said, "That's a ball bearing in your wheel." I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "Thank you very much." So he said, "But now I can't fix it." He said, "But that's what it is." So I had to take it to the place, and the man looked at it, and he said, "You know what your problem is?" And I didn't want to tell him that I knew. I said, "No, what is my problem?" He said, "You got a bad ball bearing in your wheel." When I asked the brother to ride with me, I believed that he was going to give me an answer as to what was wrong. And when I asked God to get in my car to find his will, I got to believe. Oh, somebody say amen this morning. Somebody say amen this morning. I got to believe that God. I got to believe that he's going to tell me what I need to know. That's why James said, if anybody lack wisdom, let him ask. And how should we ask? We should ask in faith. We should ask in faith. You know, I began to meditate on what it means to ask in faith. If you'll put that slide up, what does it mean to ask in faith? Keys to asking in faith. Number one, it means that you ask with a humble spirit. That when you have a need for wisdom in your life, you want to find out what to do, that you ask with a humble spirit, that you come like a beggar begging for food. You know, that beggar that's begging for food, you know, he can't. I remember one time when we were across the street, I was coming out the church. That's one thing, you know, I like about this, you know, this setup over here. You know, I can kind of slip out the back, Jack, make a new plan, Stan. No need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Just hop on the bus, Gus. Don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key lead and set yourself free. You know, so I can slip out the back. But over there, my car was over here in the parking lot. And I leave the church sometimes late. And, you know, just crossing the street, you know, you run into a lot of people. I remember one day I was getting into my car, and I ran to this brother, and he said, "Man, I'm hungry." He said, "Can you give me something to eat?" And I said, "Well, you know, we have a food bank here, and you know, if you come, you know, when, you know, the regular hours, you know, we can probably hook you up with something to eat. He said, man, but I'm hungry right now. He said, can you give me something to eat? And I knew that Wendy's had a junior bacon cheeseburger for $1.05. And I said to the brother, I said, well, look, here goes a dollar in a nickel. I said, you can go to Wendy's and you can get a junior bacon cheeseburger for that. And he said, oh, thank you. He said, now when I come back, you know, tomorrow and I ask for some food, you know, who should I say, you know, told me to come? I said, well, my name is Pastor Glaze, and I'm the pastor of the church. He said, you the pastor of the church? And I said, yeah. He said, you mean to tell me all you're going to give me is $1.05 and you the pastor of the church? I said, man, give me my money back. He just took off with my $1.05 down the street. See, you know, there's one thing about a beggar. A beggar can't be proud. And a beggar can't jump up and demand stuff. You know, if you're begging, you got to come with a humble spirit. And so when you come and you're asking God for wisdom, you've got to come with a humble spirit. You know, Lord, I need wisdom. Father, I'm not going to be up in here depending on my own knowledge and my own wisdom, Lord, because I know where that's going to get me. But, Lord, I need wisdom from you. Secondly, you got to ask with a dependent spirit. You got to ask, like, Lord, if you don't do this, I'm not going to make it. Father, if you don't give me wisdom in this situation, I'm not going to make it. You know, it's just like that nest that was outside my window with some robins in it. And the mother was and I had a bird's eye view. I was able to look out my window at this little nest right down into it. And there were some little baby robins in there. And the mother was flying around, and she got some worms for the babies. And when she came back, guess what them babies was doing? Mouth open and waiting. They was dependent. They were dependent on the mother robin. And when we come to God and we don't know what to do in a situation, we need to, God, I'm dependent on you. Lord, I don't know what to do in this situation, but you know, God, and I'm dependent on you. Number three, we need to ask God with a trusting spirit. That if we don't know what to do, we need to ask God with a trusting spirit. You know, I often think of the individual on the trapeze in the circus, and how that when the guy is swinging on the trapeze, and how that in midair, he lets go. He's just out there in midair. And what is his one hope? That the guy on the other side has let the other trapeze go at the right time for him to be able to grab onto it. And just for that moment, as he's spinning out there in the air, he is totally trusting that other person. And if we are going to ask God for wisdom, we've got to ask him with a trusting spirit. We've got to be, Lord, Lord, I'm out here. I'm out here, God. I'm out here suspended in midair. And Lord, if you don't send a trapeze, Lord, if you don't send an answer, then I'm not going to know what to do. Lead me and guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I will not stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, oh Lord, lead me. God, I'm out here. I'm out here, God. And unless you send that trapeze, I'm not going to know what to do. You've got to ask with a willing spirit. And the willing spirit is, you got to be ready to follow whatever it is God is going to tell you to do. You know, you can't say, well, no, I don't want to do that. Whatever it is that God tells you to do. You know, one of the things that I tried to do in this whole process of my illness, and that's probably why I put this example up there, is to say that, you know, I tried to do what the doctors told me to do. Every step of the way, I tried to do what they told me to do. And if you want to know the will of God in a particular situation, you've got to be willing to do whatever it is that God tells you to. You can't say, okay, Lord, I'm praying for wisdom. Now I'm willing to do this, 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 and this. But not this, this, this. Well, then see, you done killed the prayer right there. You done killed the prayer right there. When you come and you're asking God for wisdom, you come with a blank slate. You don't come with any preconceived ideas. Now, God, you know, may bring something to your mind and your attention that, you know, that's in your spirit or in your life. He might do that. But when you come asking, you got to ask in faith. You got to ask with a willing spirit for God to show you exactly what to do. You got to ask with an open spirit. Well, what does that mean? You got to ask like a picture that's ready to receive whatever's being poured into it. All right? Whatever's being poured into it. You know, I got a picture of water down there. All right? That picture didn't say, no, man, this picture is not for water. This picture is only for orange juice. Or, no, this picture is not for water. This picture is only for a soda. No, what did that picture? Whatever was poured into that picture received it. And so when we pray and we ask God for wisdom, whatever he pours into us, we have to be willing to receive. And sometimes it might be a bitter pill. Sometimes we might want to slap the hand of God because we don't want to taste the bitterness of the castor oil. But God says you got to have an open spirit and be ready to receive whatever it is I'm pouring into you. And then we got to ask with an expectant spirit. And I use the example, it's like a person waiting to catch the bus. Now, I don't catch the bus, but I would imagine some of you who do, I would say generally, and if I'm making a wrong statement, you can correct me, but I would say generally most buses are on time, you know, generally. That's not a good assumption? I got to change my illustration then, huh? Well, let's say the way the buses are supposed to be. And then next time I preach this, I'll change that illustration. Or when I write my book, I'll change that illustration. All right? So let's for the sake of the illustration, just play along with me, all right? All right, okay. All right. So you expect the bus, right? You know, what are you doing? You know it's coming. Expecting. You're waiting for it to come. And see, that's the way we got to be when we ask God. Then we got to say, okay, Lord. All right, now. Okay, God. Where is it at? Don't let me break my neck up in here. You know, you got to have an expectant spirit. You got to know that God is going to answer. So how do you pray in faith? You pray in faith with a humble spirit, a dependent spirit, a trusting spirit, a willing spirit, an open spirit, and an expecting spirit. You see, James goes on and he tells us what the problem is. And this is the problem. The problem is in verse 6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. See, you can't go to God all schizophrenic. You can't go to God on one hand saying, okay, I have faith and I believe, and then on the other hand saying, well, you know what, God, I don't know if you can do this or not. Lord, I don't know if you're going to give me wisdom in this situation or not. Yeah, but God, you said in your word that you were going to do it, and I believe that you're going to do it, but Lord, here's reason for me to doubt. And so what are you? James said you like the wave. You might as well go on down to Heinz Field. You like the wave, man. You know, one day you believing, and one day you're not believing. When you come to God and you're asking him for wisdom, you can't have doubt. Look at the notes here. It says that, secondly, he says that we should ask in faith. This means that we ask with a heart that fully trusts God's person and his promises. James goes on to contrast the man who asks in faith with the man who wavers when asking. The word waver in the Greek is diakrino, and it means to lack faith, have doubt, or have second thoughts. Have second thoughts. And if you have second thoughts about God giving you wisdom, then you're in trouble. He says, you know, I like what it says about Abraham. It says that when God told Abraham that he was going to have a child, and here he was, he was past the place where he could do anything sexually. You know, there was nothing he could do sexually. And his wife, her womb was dead. And when God came and told Abraham that he was going to give him a son, Isaac, through his wife, the Bible says in Romans chapter 4 that Abraham didn't stagger at the promise of God. You know what that means? You ever see a boxing match and one of the boxers gets a good right hook or a good uppercut? What does the other guy do? Staggers. That when God punched Abraham in the jaw with this idea of him having a child, Abraham didn't stagger back. But the Bible says Abraham, when God punched him with that, he stood strong. He stood tough. He didn't stagger at the promise of God through unbelief. And so when we ask God for wisdom, we can't be out here wish-washy, and we cannot be out here staggering. You know, it's just like the guy who was mountain climbing, and he fell off the mountain. And he was going down, and as he was going down, he caught a branch. And he was hanging out there. And he said, "Is anybody up there?" And the Lord said, "I'm here. It's God. Do you believe me?" And the man said, "Oh, yes, God. I believe you. I believe that you're up there." And the Lord said, "Well, let go, and I'll catch you. You know, let go of the branch." And the man said, "Hey, is anybody else up there?" That's the way we are, right? Anybody else? You know, God, look, yeah, you know, God, it's all right when we're praising you and all right in this situation, but hey, is anybody else up there? Anybody else up there? And that's what it means to waver. It means to be double-minded. It means to be wish-washy. It means to be back and forth, to be tossed to and fro. But look at the other thing that James says here, and look what he says in verse 7. If you're double-minded, James gives you this assurance in your prayer: "For let him that thinketh that he shall receive, let not that that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord." So whenever you are double-minded, the man who wavers actually cancels out any request that he made to the Lord. I mean, I didn't say that. James says, "Lord, I got to make a decision here about my job. Lord, I need you to give me wisdom, and I need you to show me which way to go." I wonder if God is really going to do that. I wonder if God is really going to give me wisdom. Well, you know what? You just voided that request. Right there, boom. You just voided it. Because why? You mixed in a little doubt. You mixed in a little doubt. Now, I'm not saying that sometimes when we deal with situations, that don't mean that we don't have questions or concerns. Don't mistake that for what I'm saying. Because sometimes we do have questions and we do have concerns. But when you ask, the asking part has to be in faith. The asking part has to be without wavering. The asking part has to be without doubt. And when you ask, you have to leave it right there, knowing that, okay, I asked God, and God said that he will give me wisdom. And then I conclude with the promise. Hey, Brother George, can you give me my handkerchief right there? Thank you, brother. Finally, we see the promise. And in order to get back to the promise, we got to go to verse 5. He says, "If any of you lack wisdom," this whole series that we're dealing with is on prayer. "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him." The promise is that if you ask, that God will give it to you. And there's two things that we want to say about this. The first thing, it says that he gives liberally, that God gives liberally. And what does that mean? This was interesting. This comes from a word that means with a singleness of heart. The word liberally. In my mind, I was thinking liberally means he just pours it out, okay? just pours it out abundantly. But the translation of the Greek word is that he gives with a singleness of heart. Well, what does that mean? Watch this. That God gives to us without any hidden motives, without any strings attached, or with a grudging heart. Amen. God gives that when we ask God for wisdom, that he gives to us without any hidden motives. You know, that well, I'm going to give it to him, but you know I'm going to get something too. You know? Or without any strings attached. Or he doesn't give grudgingly. You know, some of us this morning, we might have gave in the offering. Oh, man, you know what? I could have used that for such and such a thing, man. You know, I could have had my such and such a thing. You know, if I wouldn't have gave that, you know, God, when he gives, God doesn't say, man, you know what? I shouldn't have gave that to them. You know, he doesn't give grudgingly. That when we ask God for wisdom, he gives us liberally, without strings attached, without hidden motives, and he doesn't give grudgingly. And then it also says that he does not upbraid. He upbraids not. You know, what does upbraid mean? It means when you get cornrows. No, I'm just kidding. Upbraid, downbraid, I don't know. No, to upbraid. It means to reprimand or scold. See, have you ever had somebody that gave you something, some money or something, and when they gave it to you, now look, I need to have a little talk with you. You know, now, you know, if you wouldn't have did such, now I'm going to give you this money this time, but if you wouldn't have did such and such a thing, you know, you really wouldn't be in this situation. And you really need to learn how to manage your money a little bit better, because you just can't keep coming to me and asking me for money. What do you think I am, an ATM? You think I'm Mellon Bank? I can just give you money whenever you want it? Is that who you think I am? God says, the Bible says, when you come to God and you ask for wisdom, that he's not going to give you a lecture. He's not going to scold you. He's not going to slap your hands. That he gives to all men liberally. he doesn't give a lecture along with it. And so when we come to God and we ask him for wisdom, God will give us wisdom. And I'd like to close with an illustration this morning of the wisdom that God gives us. There was a wise old man that knew how to answer questions that people brought to him. He was a godly man. He was in the Word, and every time that he would be asked a question, his wisdom was based upon the knowledge of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. And there was a little boy who had heard about the man, and he watched him for a while, and he decided that he was going to try to pull a fast one on the man. So he goes up to the man, and he has a little wee tiny baby bird in his hand, and he has the bird covered up in his hand, and he goes up to the wise old man, and the boy says to the man, I have a bird in my hand. Is this bird alive, or is this bird dead? Now, the little boy already knew what he was going to do. If the man said that he was alive, then he was going to squeeze it with his hands and kill the bird. If the man said that the bird was dead, then he was going to open his hands and show him that the bird was alive. And so he said, I got him. He said, what is this bird? Is this bird dead or alive? And the man looked at the little boy, and he said to him, the bird is whatever you want it to be. That's wisdom. That's wisdom. Knowing the answer for your situation. And God promised us that if we lack wisdom, if we will ask him, that we will be like the wise old man, and we will have an answer for the situation that we're in.
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. We hope you were blessed by today's teaching. Tune in next time for the first half of How to Pray Prayers That Hit the Mark. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes and outline of today's teaching, How to Pray for Wisdom, you can contact us here at the Anchored in Jesus radio program by calling 877-831-5060 and request How to Pray for Wisdom, or program number 100314. That's 877-831-5060 and request How to Pray for Wisdom, or program number 100314. If you would like to make a financial contribution to the program, you can send it to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208. That's the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208.